KRT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana, working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 20 years of history by bringing their community together at this year's Natchez Heritage Festival, and everybody is invited to attend. Saturday, June 22nd, the parade starts the festival at 10 a.m., and this year's Grand Marshal will be KSLA News anchorwoman Dominique Benn. After the parade, there will be food, bingo, water slides, arts and crafts, a cakewalk, and a trail ride, plus so much more. Enjoy live music from the band Liqueur Trio. It's an all-day affair filled with good, clean fun, and armbands are only $5 for the entire day. Come out and celebrate 20 years at the Natchez Heritage Festival. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this Thursday morning, we welcome you to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your workday started, today, of course, is Thursday, June 13th. It's 7:37. And we want to remind you that school buses are rolling for those that have the unfortunate pleasure, I guess, of being in summer school. They are rolling. Kids are at bus stops. Not a lot of school buses, but there are school buses on the road. So we want to remind you to make sure that you're watching out for school buses, school kids, and in those areas of town where school zones may be flashing. Also, every single morning, we remind you that kids are on summer vacation. So make sure that as you're traveling about the cities that you're in, that you're watching out for kids who may be in and around various different neighborhoods doing what they do. And someone told me just yesterday that a kid did a flip on one of these skateboards, zigzaggy skateboards, and broke a leg. And so, you know, kids are doing daring things, more and more kids, and it's great to see kids outside, but we need to make sure that we're watching out for them. So as you're going about your day, remember, kids are out for summer break, and we all need to be mindful. Also want to remind you that you can connect with the OPT Network at our office. It's located at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana, zip 71302. Or once again, go to our website, www.onpointcxmas.com. And if none of that works for you, just simply pick up the phone and dial us at 318-445-5658. We want to connect with you on things that you've got going on, and that's just the best way to do it. Our website is a great resource telling you about who's been here at the OPT Network, how you can go to their websites and view what they're doing, how you can get those books that we've featured, and just get information. Lots of people call us up wanting information, and it's housed right there on our website. Our web editor, Mary Hollingsworth, does an incredible job at keeping our website right on point. So visit our website. You can also connect with us there by going to the contact form, clicking the contact tab, and sending us a message. That is the best way to send us an email. As you know, if you get lots and lots of emails, you know that sometimes those emails will go to spam. And what I'm finding, I don't know about you, but what I'm finding is I'm getting a lot of dirty emails. They're going to my spam, but they're just dirty emails. And so, you know, we zilch those out. We don't even look at them. That a lot of times creates viruses on your computer. So make sure that you're connecting with people. Make sure you're part of their network so that your emails get noticed and read. Hey, everybody, it's 7:40. You're on point, the official OPT network. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with more after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 20 years of history by bringing their community together at this year's Natchez Heritage Festival, and everybody is invited to attend. Saturday, June 22nd, the parade starts the festival at 10 a.m., and this year's Grand Marshal will be KSLA News anchorwoman Dominique Benn. After the parade, there will be food, bingo, water slides, arts and crafts, a cakewalk, and a trail ride, plus so much more. Enjoy live music from the band Liqueur Trio. It's an all-day affair filled with good, clean fun, and armbands are only $5 for the entire day. Come out and celebrate 20 years at the Natchez Heritage Festival.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. It's 7:47. Today is Thursday. And, you know, yesterday and every Wednesday, you know, we decided to start calling it Wind Down Wednesday. But you know what? The week is winding down. The month is winding down. And we hope that your month, your week is going great. If it's not, stop what you're doing and begin to confess that you can have those things that you're hoping to have. I'm telling you, I was having this whole conversation yesterday with some ladies. There's power. There is so much power in saying what you want and what you expect. You can believe it or not, it's just absolutely true. And then you can take it even further than that. You can write it down. And I'm here to tell you that it absolutely works. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also, Hixson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Amerigroup Real Solutions, getting the solutions in healthcare that you and your family need and deserve with the best doctors, the best information, and so much more. Also, Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years. I'm going to tell you what, there is no better auto service in Central Louisiana than Daryl's Auto Service. They're always on point. They get your vehicle in and out. And most importantly, ladies, they give you only what you need. Here's how you can connect with brother at Daryl's Auto Service and his team, an incredible team. 318-443-5741. Also, my girl, Nora Clayton at Be Unique Hair Salon. Listen, whatever it is that you're in need of when it comes to your hair, Nora and Be Unique, they've got that for you. The number to phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Yeah, like yesterday I was talking to some ladies about, you know, just having those things that you desire. And it's so critically important, and I think that people forget it. They forget, you know, we get so caught up, DC, in looking at where we are and what we have at this moment and what we have had, that we forget the power in speaking and writing down
those things that we expect to happen. And I just wanted to go here for a moment this morning because I feel that there's somebody out there that's saying, you know what, nothing good ever happens for me. The things that I'm believing for, the things that I'm hoping for, I almost never see them happen. And it seems like everyone around me is moving. They're moving financially, they're moving in their career, they're moving in their family, they're moving in all of those areas of life, spiritually, mentally, physically, socially, financially, and family. And I feel like muddy water. I feel stagnant. And you know what? If you're feeling like that, maybe you're self-sabotaging. And maybe secretly you're hoping that others won't succeed. And yesterday, Rhonda Stoppy said something very, very powerful that really resonated with me. She said, and this is what the word says, that the heart is deceitfully wicked. And so if that's happening for you, if you see people all around you that are just going to what seems like superstardom and whatever it is that they're doing, then we all need to check our hearts and make sure that we are not secretly sabotaging others or hoping for sabotage of others. I'm going to tell you, it's powerful. And what we're finding is that the truth is so hard to digest, DC, that people are absolutely in denial about their own truth. The truth, self-truth, DC, is the hardest thing in the world to come to terms with.
Yes, it is.
And so, you know, we've been dealing in this a lot. And I ask you this all the time because I've had to deal with it myself, and you call me on it. Like, something can be going on and you say, Carlette, you really need to look at yourself. You're not being honest with yourself. What do you think for you is the key to self-honesty?
Well, you know, my whole background and my whole foundation right now stems from a recovery process. So, you know,
and you always say that you think that helps you to just be more honest.
Well, yes, it carried over into all areas of my life where I just have to be honest with the things that are around me. And I have to, normally when I have a problem, whenever I'm dealing with something that I deem as a problem, really what I can't look at other people. I have to look at myself, because most of the time, something that somebody else has done or I feel has wronged me in some sort of way has more to do with me than that person who I feel has done something wrong to me.
Now, so, break that down. What do you mean?
Well, most of the times when I have problems, I have to look at myself, and that's just the base of it, at the root of it. And when I start to examine myself and my motives, and am I trying to control a situation? What am I doing here? When I really get gut-wrenching honest with myself, a lot of times I get down to what the root cause really is, and 95% of the time it's not coming from outside of me. It's coming from within me. So, you know, a lot of my problems lie right within, and it has to do a lot with my perception of what I think a thing is. A lot of times it's not really how I played it out in my head. It's really not like that.
Wow.
So, you know, I have to make sure that I'm seeing things the way that they really are, because let me tell you something. The devil is busy, and he will cause you to think that it's something to do with something else. Plus,
or also, somebody else.
Right. I have to be very, very careful in all my day-to-day dealings, because I don't want to cross over into some devilish stuff because of something that somebody's doing to me. In other words, if somebody is stepping on my toes, I don't want to start stepping on toes.
Right.
Because now I've let that spirit in.
But isn't that human nature?
And then I'll go away from that person and start doing that with other people.
But isn't that human nature? When you step on my toes, I want to step back on your toes.
Right. It may be human nature, but it's not spiritual nature. You know, I have to really do more of a spiritual walk. And I have to really look at a situation and see what's best for me and how it's going to affect me in the long run, because, you know, I'm not just looking for happiness today. You know, I want longevity when it comes to happiness.
And, you know, this is really an incredibly important conversation, and I'll tell you why. because the word sabotage really has been coming up, I think, in our spirits a lot. And so we decided to take it just a step further. And really, we all know what the word means, or we've heard it and we've used it. This is really what it really means, the spontaneous disruption of calm or status quo in order to serve a personal interest, provoke conflict, or draw attention. And I'm going to tell you, we've been having these conversations, and then they've been coming up with other people where everybody, it's human nature. And as you said, things are human nature, but they also have to be of a spiritual nature, where people are looking and seeing that others are getting ahead of them in certain things. And the flesh or the human side of us gets a twinge when others get ahead. And the only way to really identify that thing and understand it is to deal with it, to be honest about it. And that's where the problem comes into play.
Well, absolutely. And in our daily prayer, you know, I ask God to show me, you know, what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ask God to show me in my day-to-day walk, show me where I'm wrong. You know, a lot of people mm-hmm. don't want to know these things. Mm-hmm. I want to know these things. You know, I want to know when I've wronged somebody else. If somebody's wronged me, do I need to forgive that person for wronging me? But the last thing I want to do is get into some old stupid behavior
mm-hmm.
because somebody has wronged me and now I wrong them back. And now that's in my, it's what I do now. It's how I live.
Right.
You know, I don't want to cross over into living like that because some idiotic person
right.
has done something to me and I'm not savvy enough to look down into the situation and see that in the long run, reacting to that stupidity is only going to hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, you just have to turn the other cheek sometimes, you know. You know, and what I've learned as I've gotten older is that battles have to be chosen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't just get into every time somebody steps on my toe, you know, get into it with that person. You know, sometimes people step on your toes accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
And 99.9% of the time, they don't mean to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not intentional. So what I have to do is keep myself, to keep myself at a more calm state, I have to just be more forgiving of people. And also, like I said earlier, I just have to make sure what role I'm playing in all this stuff.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, I can cross over into some dastardly stuff, too.
Dastardly stuff?
Yes.
That sounds really deep.
Oh, yes. I mean, I can.
That's that flesh.
I mean, I know. Exactly.
It's in you.
Exactly. I mean, you know, but I have to keep that person under submission because, you know. Because
that person can get. You know, can
downright
get
downright just obnoxious.
Mm-hmm. Let me just say, hey, Angie Roberts, good morning. Thank you for being a part of the OPT network. We miss you too. And Angie said something. She texted in, she said, sabotage is led by Satan. Yeah. Absolutely, 100%. And we said that just this morning and last night. It is a spirit. And if you have allowed that spirit, that satanic spirit, to pervade you, to come in. It's so pervasive, DC.
Mm-hmm.
But see, this is the thing. This is how the enemy moves in these areas. He's so cunning and so subtle that you don't even realize. You don't even realize that this has come in.
Right.
And so that's why you got to be dealing in self-truth.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Carla. And
you know?
Have to, what I found, and, you know, I try not to tell people what to do. I really try to live by attraction rather than promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I have to make for certain that my love walk is in check. Because sometimes you're dealing with people that it is truly hard to love them.
Oh, my goodness.
It is like truly trying to hug a porcupine. And hugging a porcupine is hard, my friend. And that is how hard it is to walk in love with some people because they're constantly doing things and saying things
uh-huh.
to cause you not to love them.
Right.
You know, and
you know, the word says I owe no man anything but to love.
Mm-hmm.
Him. And that's just one thing. You know, walking in love is not easy because people step on your toes.
All the time.
All the time. And it makes it hard to walk in love. But I guarantee you, you know, when you get this art of walking in love down, it is something that will make your life better. You live longer. You know, you don't have all these heart palpitations and all that stuff to deal with.
Heart palpitations.
You're just a lot calmer. Your family's calm. I know you guys are a lot happier that I've calmed down.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a really calm me.
It is.
It
it's
really
a lot
is.
Calmer.
It really is. I mean, and you know, in the past, especially within the past the 10 years ago, you know, I was just absolutely, you know, hype all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just all the time. You know, selling, 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 going, going, going. And, you know, as I've grown older, I realize that all that is just not necessary. And, you know, so when you keep your love walk in check and we're constantly asking God to show us where we're wrong, we start to see that we may be upset with somebody and it's actually our fault.
Mm-hmm.
I may be upset with another person and it is absolutely my fault. And I know who is at the root of that.
Mm-hmm.
When you have somebody that you've been in relationship with for years and you've been having a great relationship, well, the enemy does not want to see that
Mm-mm.
relationship persevere.
Mm-mm.
And so all of a sudden you have this twinge between y'all and you're like, I wonder what's going on.
Right.
Oh, they must be saying something or doing something
uh-huh.
that I, you know, is something going
on. And it's
on
an
there.
Unspoken twinge.
Absolutely. That's the devil.
Mm-hmm.
He has creeped in and he's trying to cause problems within that relationship with that person you're with. That person that you love and you
mm-hmm.
know you love him.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, what's wrong?
Mm-hmm. What's up with that?
What's up with that? It is him.
Mm-hmm.
It is him.
And I just want to say to people listening this morning, and I've said this a lot, that each morning that DC and I start our mornings, we always start out together to make sure that we're on the same page. We start out in prayer and meditation in the morning. And so this has been in our spirit, and we wanted to share it with you, and we wanted to, again, confirm and share with ourselves that you cannot. And hear me if you don't hear anything else. And I don't know, DC, if it's hard for men with self-truth. I don't know. But for women, and let me speak for me, sometimes being honest, being gut-wrenchingly honest, I mean guttural, way down deep
yes.
honest with yourself.
Right.
For me, has been a process.
It
because
is.
I don't want to see what's wrong with me. I don't want to admit that I may not be doing a thing wrong or that I may be, or I could look at it differently or
right.
I may be at fault. And so for me, this has been a catharsis. It has been like a spiritual renewal is
right.
what I mean by cathartic or a catharsis for me to just get true with self.
Absolutely. And it's just not as easy as we would like for it to be honest with ourselves, because really, Carlette, down at the root of it, it just hurts.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts sometimes to see that we're not the perfect people that we think we are.
Right.
Because all of us, to some degree, are self-righteous. We believe that what we say, what we do, how we act, where we go is absolutely perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just not the case.
And it'll get hot if somebody challenges
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. I mean, and you know, a lot of the times we're just wrong and we just don't care to see how wrong we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and once we start to become acceptant of the fact
mm-hmm.
that everything that we do is not perfect,
mm-hmm.
then we open the door to grow as
uh-huh.
human beings. And to have a much better life where we're not living scummy.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? This has been such an incredible revelation to us. And as we go about our days and we listen to people and then we look down in the depths of our own souls and our own hearts and we do a self-check, we realize the error of our ways. And then we start to speak love. We start to talk about loving others, even those who seem to be our adversaries. And we start to say, bless them. Because I'm going to tell you one thing. When you dig, DC said it this morning. He said, when you dig one grave, you may as well dig two. It's called, you know, in the world, they call it karma. You know, in the Christian world, they call it reaping and sowing. Everybody calls it something a little bit different.
Absolutely. And we have to be careful that we don't get into these things with people who may consider themselves as being our enemies, or they're trying to sabotage our situation. See, the word says the battle is not mine.
Absolutely.
So when somebody is trying to fight against me, I don't always do this, but I need to learn how to do it more. It's just give that to God.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it also says no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is that they're conjugating up against us, it's really not going to do any good. And if you look back at, in the last times that that has been happening, you can probably see that that stuff has been just completely ineffective.
Mm-hmm.
It has not been rendering that person anything. And why they're steadily trying to keep you down,
mm-hmm.
they're only keeping themselves down, because what God has for me is for
me. Good stuff this morning. You're on point. The official OPT Network. We got to get a break here, but we're back with more after this. Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 20 years of history by bringing their community together at this year's Natchez Heritage Festival, and everybody is invited to attend. Saturday, June 22nd, the parade starts the festival at 10 a.m., and this year's Grand Marshal will be KSLA News anchorwoman Dominique Benn. After the parade, there will be food, bingo, water slides, arts and crafts, a cakewalk, and a trail ride, plus so much more. Enjoy live music from the band Liqueur Trio. It's an all-day affair filled with good, clean fun. And armbands are only $5 for the entire day. Come out and celebrate 20 years at the Natchez Heritage Festival.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. Mm-hmm. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I'm the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. If you're just getting your Thursday morning started, it's 8:15, and this segment is sponsored by American Wholesale Mattress, leading in sleep comfort for more than 20 years. Ask for Kara or David. They're located at 717 MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-443-9524. Not only are they going to put you on the right mattress for the best night's rest, they're going to put you in the right price range. And when they pick your mattress, when they deliver your new mattress, they can get rid of your old mattress. I love that. The Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play in Avoyelles Parish, McDonald's of Alexandria, and our friends at Southern Heritage Bank. They are an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Great place to go in and bank. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program. Get wired satellites. Jeremy and his team are working hard to make sure that you get the best channels and the best savings. For more information, 318-767-2220. And get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish. For all of your home, auto, and life insurance, Rosa Fields and her team are on point to serve you. Here's the number, 318-487-1881. You know, this morning's conversation is just a conversation. It's really what it is, DC. It's smart talk for smart people. Sometimes we forget to look at ourselves, and we're so busy looking at others that we don't realize that maybe we are self-sabotaging or working to sabotage others. And this morning, DC, I like what you said. You said, you know what? I like where I am at today. And that's a lot of growth. And it takes a lot of time to get into a place of gratitude and understanding that it doesn't matter what others have, what others are achieving. It matters that you are in the right place mentally and emotionally. And to get there, it takes a lot of self-truth. It takes a lot of just going down in yourself and saying, and DC says to me, he says, Carlette, you got to do this. And I hate to do it. I hate to do it. Hate that word, hate, but hate to do it. Do I do that? Am I doing that?
Right.
And until we do that, DC, we never really get to that place of truth.
No, because we really don't want to know the truth. And if you really don't want to know the truth, denial is a powerful force. We can use denial and deny a lot of what we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis and just deny to believe that it's there, mm-hmm. that it exists. But if we don't acknowledge what is right in front of us, it is going to be a problem with us finding out who we are, you know, and how we need to live to have a much better life. And I mean, you know, it's just it's a part of the indoctrination of having a good life.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do it.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we have been talking about as a couple is just where we are on this journey called life and moving into and out of one thing and into the next. And we have started to really acknowledge that we have got to do more in terms of our love walk and loving those people that are porcupines, that are just so darn hard to love.
Absolutely, because they're out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're menacing. They're provocateurs.
Mm-hmm.
They're just they cause problems that it, everywhere they go, they just stir up stuff.
Mm-hmm. And when you say
and it's very devilish, it's very devilish. But you know that person that is doing that is a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, what has happened to that person is that the devil has gotten a hold on them.
Mm-hmm.
So you know we still have to love that person, mm-hmm. because that person is in there somewhere.
Absolutely.
And because of some type of selfish desire,
narcissism,
it caused them mm-hmm. to cross over into the place that they are. But really, deep down inside, we're all just good-natured people. People are just, you know, you just got people who have been, who just get off the path.
Mm-hmm.
Get off the path.
And you know, when you say that word provocateur, that just means that people that provoke you. And you know what? Those people that provoke you, let's just be real, they make you sick. I mean, they make you sick. They make you, you just cannot stand them. And I think when you get there and you just say it and you just put it out there in the atmosphere, and then you could just release it.
Well, yes, and then you can acknowledge what it is and you can understand that God, that person, whoever it may be, you know, it may be somebody you just run into in the mall or somebody you've been knowing a long time or somebody you see occasionally. But we have to learn how to walk in love with those people.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to do it for our own.
Not for their sake, but right. for our own sake and our own right. sanity.
And, you know, it is the commandment of God
mm-hmm.
to love thy neighbor.
Absolutely.
And it's a commandment. It's not. You can do this if you desire to mm-hmm. do it. No, we were commanded to love one another.
Absolutely. And I think one of the reasons, DC, that we begin to sabotage ourselves and sometimes, unfortunately, even try to sabotage others, whether knowingly or unknowingly, and you said it, is that we try to make too much happen. We think that we have got to do something.
Right.
And so when we start to think that we have to do it, then we get away from the gift
right.
and what God has given us, and then we move into another realm.
Well, we move into self-will.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is when God gives us a gift to do a thing, it is the hardest thing in the world for us to accept and realize that we don't really have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that, to me, Uncle New used to say that all the time, he's going to do it,
mm-hmm.
was so confusing to me because I used to say to him, well, Uncle New, God is not going to come down here and do it for me.
Right.
No, but he was saying he's going to do it. All you have to do is stay linked up to him.
Mm-hmm.
And what he was saying by that, which I didn't understand then, but I understand now, is that he's saying that if you link up to the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
If your spirit is linked up to the Holy Spirit, then what's going to happen is you're going to know where you need to be, when you need to be there, and what you need to do. And we start having these divine appointments, and we start having sweatless victory,
mm-hmm.
as Pastor Greg called it. I like what he calls it, because we didn't do a whole lot of work to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people look at us with this program, and you probably hear the many people who sponsor this program. Well, you may be saying to yourself, well, man, they must be expert salespeople to have that many sponsors. But no, we're not.
Mm-mm.
We just listen to the voice of God and mm-hmm. go where the voice of God tells us to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want to just go sell people like we used to do in the past, where we're just expert salespeople and we can talk you into anything. And then we start doing that grandiose selling is what
mm-hmm.
I call it.
Mm-hmm.
Where we promise you the sun and the moon, and we can't deliver any of that.
Mm-hmm.
See, we don't like to do that.
Right.
That's why a lot of the people who sponsor our program, they hang around for some time
mm-hmm.
because they get what we tell them they're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't take a product that's not a good product and make it sell off the shelf.
Right.
It's just not that type of situation. So to tell somebody that just to get their money,
right,
it's going to catch up with us in the long run. So we just don't do that.
And it's like the old people say, all money is not good money. And sometimes
absolutely.
We just weigh a thing out and say, you know what? We don't think that this is something
right.
that that we need to do, you know, and we make those decisions, and we very much try to be spirit led. And I was saying to Hank and Jean on yesterday, we were talking, and I was saying that God has taken this very little thing, this show that started out being just a very little thing, a little seed that was planted, and he's growing it. And I believe for those people that are listening that he can see this little seed and all of the seeds. God said that this would be a connections network, i.e. the map that is on the OPT cruiser, that it would bring people in from all across the world.
Absolutely, absolutely. Big shout out to Daryl's Auto Sales.
Auto Service.
Auto Service, excuse me. And brother down there, because they do an excellent job of keeping the OPT cruiser running smooth.
They absolutely
do. We were
do.
Down there with them yesterday. I had the opportunity to spend a little time with them. You know, the service writer's name is David. He is just a fine fella. You know, if you need your vehicle serviced in any type of way, go down to Darrell's Auto Service and let them take care of it for you, because they really do a fine job.
Did that map? Did me talking about the map?
Yeah, part. it made me know that, you know, the cruiser is cruising.
Right, because of Darrell's Auto Service.
Absolutely.
Been here, really almost 40 years.
Everybody knows Daryl Falkel.
Mm-hmm.
They call him brother. And, you know, his dad, Daryl, Big Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are just really, really down-home good people. And, you know, if you need your car service, you need to go to them. They'll take care of it. You know, they will take care of it.
Absolutely. And they don't get your car all dirty when they're taking care of it. No. They not only take care of the problem, but they take care of your vehicle.
Absolutely.
But I want to switch back to what I was talking about, you know, that connections network. And I know that prompted you to talk about Daryl's. And we're so grateful for those people that have just joined the mission of what the network is doing and have connected and have really blessed us. And so I was saying to Hank and Jean that God gave us this vision, and then he started, like you talked about those divine appointments.
Yes.
He started opening doors at the White House, the United States of America, the White House, opening doors that only he can open.
Absolutely.
And so my point is this: when you have something in your spirit and you allow it to be birthed, it's, as the newism said, he's going to do it. You do what you can do in the natural sense, and in the supernatural, God does the rest. But the point is this: your heart has to remain right. And that is critically important for those doors to open. And we have to understand that those doors didn't open because of any grandiose thing that we did.
Right.
They open simply because we are obedient and do what we're getting to do when we need to do it.
Absolutely. And I think you said something so critical when you said we have to do what we do, and we can't look at others.
No.
And what they're doing to get us to where we need to be. In other words, if someone else is doing something and we feel like we need to be doing it better,
right,
that can create a problem.
Right.
Because that puts us into that yardstick mentality,
mm-hmm,
where we pull out a yardstick and start measuring ourselves to someone else.
Right.
Because we're all just different, uniquely. We're all just unique.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we have to do is we have to seek God on what to do in our endeavors.
Right. For just, this.
Exactly.
For this entity and for our lives. Not
and this
for some,
season.
And this season. Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times what we have problems with is sometimes God will show us the end from the beginning, and that can be very, very confusing to the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we see a very successful situation at the end,
mm-hmm,
then we start thinking that there's something that we have to do to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I'll say, God, what to do next, and I don't hear anything. And I'm reminded now of, you know, most pastors I've ever heard speak just say, you just have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and the reason why you didn't hear him say anything is because he didn't say do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to each thing there is a season.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the hardest part for us to do is to walk through these seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But to be content is a tedious task. I'm gonna tell you right now, it is not as easy said than done.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to be a content person, knowing that everything is fine and you're headed to that glorious place that God has laid out for you.
Mm-hmm.
But to get there, you have to go through the process, because this is a journey.
Absolutely. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's a journey. It's a process. And, you know, I guess, you know, this conversation is for us, DC, and I hope it's being received by others. And I love truth, and I love self-truth, and I'm working very, very hard to make sure that I live and walk in my own authentic truth. And Beth Feldman, who was a guest of the OPT Network on Monday, she is the founder of Role Mommy. She was a producer at CBS, worked on CSI, Everybody Loves Raymond, The Amazing Race, all sorts of things, left her job to create Role Mommy so that she could be more hands-on with her children. And she and I were talking during the break. And she said, you know, when you step out, and I said this really, when you step out of the boat, because you all hear me say it all the time, when you step out of the boat, it can be daunting. She said people who would return my phone calls in a second no longer really knew who I was, because I was no longer at CBS. And she said she had to deal with her own insecurities about a friend. They were doing the same thing, and her book got picked up and bought by HarperCollins. And she said, I had to admit I was just a little bit jealous. And I think admitting that truth, DC, is the first step to healing and finding and receiving what God has for you.
Absolutely, it is the first step. And if you're listening right now, you're tuned in to On Point Talk. Smart talk for smart people.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 20 years of history by bringing their community together at this year's Natchez Heritage Festival, and everybody is invited to attend. Saturday, June 22nd, the parade starts the festival at 10 a.m. and this year's Grand Marshal will be KSLA News anchorwoman Dominique Benn. After the parade, there will be food, bingo, water slides, arts and crafts, a cakewalk, and a trail ride, plus so much more. Enjoy live music from the band Liqueur Trio. It's an all-day affair filled with good, clean fun, and armbands are only $5 for the entire day. Come out and celebrate 20 years at the Natchez Heritage Festival.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years' experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetites, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. Mm-hmm. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. This segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, and McDonald's of Alexandria, also St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and Davis One Stop. Well, y'all, it's 8:41. Today is Thursday, June 13th, and the month is just whizzing by. And this morning, we're talking about really how not to sabotage yourself and others. And they're just some basic things that we all have to do. And I think that everybody can really agree, DC, that it starts with truth. It starts with self-truth.
Absolutely. Self and truth.
Self and truth. And, you know, we were saying during the break, really, I think the concept here, DC, or the idea, is that we all have to learn that we don't have to be unhappy when others are running their race. We don't have to be unhappy. We don't have to get antsy. We don't have to get in a panic. We don't have to rush toward the mark thinking that someone, because they are running their race, somehow it's preventing us or it's circumventing the things that we have.
Absolutely. And that is a very selfish outlook. That is a very selfish and self-centered outlook for us in this big old world that, you know, is created for all of us, and there's so much here for all of us to think that if somebody else has something, I'm not going to be able to get mine. That is the craziest. When you really look at it on its face, that is the absolute most craziest thing that you can think of.
It is crazy, but it's happening every single second.
It's happening every day, and right now, I'm telling you right now, if that is happening to you, the devil is tricking you.
Mm-hmm.
He is tricking you out of your shoes, and you are working hard to be a sissy. That is exactly what he's doing.
You're working hard to be a sissy.
Yeah, I mean, you're working hard. What that means is you're working hard for nothing.
Okay,
you're doing a lot of work for absolutely no gain.
Okay, that's better.
Like pledging the wrong fraternity. You know, you're just working hard for nothing.
Okay.
That's where that comes from.
Okay. and I get that. And, you know, this morning I hope that somebody feels just a little bit more free, because it is. You know, when you see people and you've been on the proverbial battlefield of life and you're trying to make it to the next thing, and you see others that just seem to be whizzing by you. I mean, they're just reaching the pinnacle. They're eating at the table. Sometimes those demonic forces will come in and make you think that they don't deserve that you pray more,
that you're a better Christian, that you're in church every Sunday and every Wednesday and every time the doors open. And why, Lord, why? You know, what about me? And I think, you know, I think,
what about me? What about me?
And I think when we get away from that and stop saying, woe is me, and start expecting, that's where you have to put your expectation. You got to really put your crown, a crown of expectation is what I want to call it. And you know what? We have our crown on every single day, expecting great things to happen. If you don't ever expect anything great to happen, DC, nothing great will ever happen. You know, if you're always having a pity party and rubbing sore heads with other people in that pity party and never expecting anything, nothing is ever going to happen.
Right, because something is happening. You're getting what you're actually still getting what you say and what mm-hmm. you think. If you expect nothing, you're not going to get anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it is. If you expect good things,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have good things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that mean it's going to be peachy every day? No, it doesn't. But, you know, faith is a muscle,
mm-hmm.
and it has to be exercised, just like any other muscle.
Absolutely.
And if you don't use your faith, it will go away.
It'll get flabby, huh?
It'll get... So, you know, faith, you just have to practice it.
Right. And
get with your local minister.
That's
right. Get with your local minister and have them give you, let them do a sermon on faith. You know.
Absolutely.
I love that.
I
love the many pastors here in Central Louisiana.
Or you can just...
Good hard teaching men, you know. Big kudos out to the pastors out there.
Big God kudos to the pastors.
Yeah, because they do a lot of work, man.
And
let's not forget the pastors. The only time we think about pastors is Pastors Appreciation Week. No. Big ups to the pastors.
Big ups to the pastors who work diligently. I mean, that's a job. That's a job in itself. That you know what? That the pastors don't ever get a day off.
Absolutely. That is a job. You know, I've been, Carlette, now that we jumped over the pastors. You know, I've been really processing and analyzing and thinking.
Somebody's blowing you up over there. Who is that blowing you up over there?
Thinking uh-huh. that what is, let me do this right here.
Go ahead.
I've been really processing, you know, because pastors do a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I've in my thought process, I've realized, and I know we've just jumped complete tracks here.
Sure we did.
And pastors get a really bad rap, I'm seeing, because what I've done is I've listened to people complain to me about pastors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I you know, because I'm not a pastor. You know, I don't, you know.
No.
Not ever going to be one.
Well, never say never. You don't know. That's mine. Okay. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, push
I did. Back. I did. Go ahead.
Push it again.
I did. No, that's out there.
Okay. So, you know, what I came up with, Carlette, is this. It's every time I speak to somebody and they say, well, I went to the church didn't do anything.
Uh-huh.
And I say to myself, why does everybody have this problem with the church giving? I'm I've really thought about this, Carlette.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the church was meant to give it, to be given like that, like what people say. You know, because I kind of chatted with you about this.
We had this conversation.
And it really
yesterday.
Is on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think pastors are getting a bad rap because a lot of people really don't really understand what a pastor has to deal with when you've got 250
or more
people, anywhere from 100, because all of them mostly have 100 to 1,000, 2,000 people in your congregation.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard if you have one person come up and say, hey, my kid is doing such and such, I need $200 donation from the church.
Right.
Okay, well, I started thinking about that, me being a financier and a person who deals with money a lot.
Right.
Okay, suppose everybody in the church got in line and said, okay, I need $200.
Right.
That can create a problem.
Right.
And it really can. And I think for some reason, people have problems with the church taking in money when God said that the church needs to take in money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, that's not the pastor saying.
Right.
You need to pay your tithes.
Right.
That's
God saying you
need
to pay your tithes.
I've been really, really processing this a lot because I get this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that is another form of selfishness. to me. If I'm going to the pastor saying, hey, give me such and such dollars for such and such situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the pastor says, well, you know, I can't, or whoever in the church, whoever the leadership in the church is, and when they get together, I guess, and have a meeting like what we have, and we have to say, well, you know, we can't do this for, you know.
Right.
You just can't do it. It's,
right.
It's really not feasible economically. If I was steadily giving checks out, I wouldn't be able to run the church.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Because the only form of the church running is income from the parishioners.
Uh-huh.
But if I turned around and gave the parishioners all the money back,
right, the
that
church
is
wouldn't
a problem.
Right, the church wouldn't be able to run.
Exactly. And I always hear people saying, well, the church didn't do anything. But the church gave you the information on how to go out and get whatever it is you need.
Absolutely. The church gave you the word.
The church gave me the information to be here right now, today.
Right.
To be able to stand
That's
with
powerful.
The type of faith that I'm standing with and to believe the way that I'm believing. It comes from the church. And there are pastors all over Alexandria who I think are caught up in this trick bag of people wanting them to give. You know, I don't know, man. I felt like I wanted to say that.
Okay. Well, I think it's a point well taken. And I think that for me, the point that I'll take away from it is this, is that we have pastors that are really, really teaching.
Absolutely.
Teaching the Word of God. And we have people that are showing up and in many cases filling the church, but are not seeing the promises of what they're being taught. And I think that that has to go back to self and self-truth.
Absolutely. You have to do what they say do to get what they say you're going to get. To get what the Word says you can have, you have to do what the Word says do. And I'm going to tell you, that is not, it's easy. It's simple, but it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple to read the Bible and it says, don't bear witness against the neighbor.
False witness. Mm-hmm.
You know, don't bear false witness against the neighbor. Mm-hmm. Love thy brother.
Right.
Well, that's a lot easier said than done.
Right.
You know, to love thy brother as thyself, that means I've got to love somebody else more than I love
Hey,
me.
you said you weren't going to never be a preacher, but I don't know. You're bordering, well, no, I'm just, you're bordering
but,
on preaching.
But no, I'm not bordering on preaching. I'm saying what my preachers say.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
My pastor say this. I'm just pretty much regurgitating what he, because that's where I got it from.
Right.
You know, because I read the Bible some, but not, you know, I depend on my pastor. You do.
Oh, Lord.
I really do. We have our study time in the morning, but I really depend on my pastor because I trust him, though. I mean,
right.
I really trust that when he says something, he's researched it. Because, you know, you can't trust everything, but that's a whole
Oh, my goodness.
Situation.
So, anyway, the moral of this story is that we got to all start working our faith muscle.
And let's honor our pastors because they do. Man, I'm, you know, we're going to deem today. What is this?
June
13, 2013, OPT Pastor's Day.
OPT.
OPTBD. OPTBD. On Point Talk Pastor's Day.
Woo!
We just did that. That came out of my spirit.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, and so, you know, I want all the pastors to know out
you
there
just
that
felt, you just
I understand
that.
What y'all deal with. Because I'm dealing on a really small scale. You know, we have a company of maybe four, but we're dealing with some of the public.
Uh-huh.
And it is a daunting task. It's not easy being a man. I mean, you know, if you just imagine you having 350 people and 200 of them are like, The you know, every time they do something, they need to check.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't envy that at all.
No, I don't either. But you know what? I think that really, seriously, I think your point about exercising the faith muscle and not having to depend on, whether it's the church or anybody, just depending on, you know, faith to carry you. And it will. But you got to begin to speak those things into existence. And you got to start having that good, positive mental attitude. Stop rubbing sore heads with losers. I know that's strong, that's hard. I mean, but you know what?
Help the loser out.
You know, or move Help. Away from them. Don't sit. I'm telling you, I have been in situations where people are having a sore head party, where four people will get together and just rub sore heads and have a pity party and say, woe is us. You know what? Mahatma Gandhi, and I love it. I say it every single day. DC's had to turn his mic off because he's cracking up so loudly. But you got to be the change that you want to see. Use your faith. Use your gifts and your talents to come out of these woe is me. I'm telling you, it brings the energy down. It brings the atmosphere down. And it's like a cloud. You're like a dark cloud raining on everybody with woe is me. You know what? If you're not happy with where you are, do something about it.
And call your pastor today and God wants something. You know, call your pastor today and
say
pastor,
I'm praying
we love
for
and
you.
Appreciate you.
Or I'm praying for you.
We love and
you.
Appreciate you. Call your pastor and tell him, I just want to say to my pastor, I love you and I appreciate you.
Our pastors,
yeah, we love you. We appreciate you. Call your pastor today and let them know that you love them, that you appreciate what they're doing. Because even though you can't see it.
That's right.
Because a lot of them make that job look real easy.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of them are just gifted from God.
And they're anointed.
And a lot of times when you have those gifts, they look easy. It is not easy. I don't think I could do it.
Right.
You know, and, I just feel a unctioning on me to just say, hey, you know, I love my pastor. I love all the pastors. And God bless all of y'all.
Absolutely. And you know what? Pastors do get underappreciated on a daily basis. And seriously, we do love our pastors, Pastors Greg and Celeste Tejada of the Word Christian Center, bringing the word, feeding the sheep, reaching the lost and feeding the sheep. Reaching the lost and feeding the sheep.
Absolutely. Pastor Ron Gallison, man, we appreciate it. That's my
oh,
brother.
My goodness.
My brother right there.
That is our brother. He and his wife, Linda Gallerson, are on the front lines of
Absolutely.
Just feeding the sheep as well and the community and doing. And you know what? All of the pastors do so much. Our brother at Christian Love Baptist Church, Reverend Turner, you know, doing this.
I forget my boy in Cotton Port.
Oh my goodness,
Chris Augustine.
You know, so many pastors on the front lines of being the change. And you know what? With our pastors, I don't even know how we got here, but
we got here because I felt the unction.
Okay.
We came.
But you know what? All we do is talk about what our pastors need to be doing, and we never really appreciate all of the. You know, the voluminous things, all of the many, many things.
They make it look easy,
Carla. Yeah, that they do. And you know how they make it look easy? They make it look easy with the anointing.
Absolutely.
And let's not forget Pastor Melvin Jackson down at Edgeville and Cheneyville.
The Bishop Melvin Jackson.
Yes. And
another Jackson, Pastor Greg Jackson.
Pastor Greg Jackson. Jackson.
Dexter, Reverend Dexter Compton. That's my cousin.
Absolutely. And Reverend Bacon.
Absolutely.
A lot of men of God that are really standing up. Pastor Dara at Zion. A lot of men of God doing amazing things. And if we haven't called your name, it's not because, you know.
Well, not only that, Carlette, a lot of men of God, but their families suffer at the behest. Sometimes they don't have as much time to spend with their own family
mm-hmm.
as a result of dealing with parishioners.
Of feeding the sheep.
Absolutely. It's a job. It's a job that only God can give. And it's a job that only a man who God gave it to can do.
Absolutely.
Because they do make it look easy.
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you what. You know, this is not what we had intended for this morning.
We just went there.
We just went there. And we do believe that it's smart talk for smart people. You know why? Because you're smart people. And as always, you guys are so incredibly great. And in the spirit realm, we just feel you. We feel you, and we love you, and we thank you so much for spending your mornings with us. You honor us with your presence every single morning. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. I'm going to just say that we love doing it. We believe that we are walking in that thing that God has called us to do. And no matter the work, no matter the journey, we're on this journey. And someone asked, they said, how are you doing today? And I said, grateful. They said, how is DC doing? He's grateful as well.
And let's keep our love walk straight, you know, because right now
mm-hmm.
I feel so much lighter that I've spoke about my love walk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel so much lighter
too.
And brighter and so much
lighter happy. And brighter. I
yes,
love it
so much because I've decided to walk in love, and I will truly hug a porcupine today.
Uh-oh. And you know what? You're going to be tested. And we're going to be tested.
Oh, you know it's coming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's coming probably as soon as the microphone gets turned off. We're going to be tested. Hey, everybody, thank you so much once again for spending what we consider the very best part of your morning with us right here.
Yeah, on the official
OPT Network.
Smart talk for smart people.
We love you. God loves you more than that. Love yourself. And don't forget, change starts with you. And it starts with me. Be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Thursday. And don't forget about real women, real talk on Friday. Have a great day, everybody. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.